Genesis chapter 20. Abraham journeyed from there toward the land of the Negev and lived between Kadesh and Shur. He was a foreigner living in Gerar. Abraham said concerning Sarah, his wife, "She is my sister." So Abimelech, king of Gerar, sent for Sarah and took her. But God came to Abimelech in a dream in the night and said to him, "Behold, you are a dead man because of the woman whom you have taken, for she is a man's wife." Now Abimelech had not come near her, and he said, "Lord, would you kill even a righteous nation? Did he not himself say to me, 'She is my sister'? Even she herself said, 'He is my brother.' I have done this in the integrity of my heart and the innocence of my hands." Then God said to him in the dream, "Yes, I also know that in the integrity of your heart you did this, and I also kept you from sinning against me. Therefore, I did not allow you to touch her. Therefore, return the man's wife, for he is a prophet. He will pray for you, and you will live. But if you do not restore her, know that you and all who are yours will surely die." Abimelech rose early in the morning and called all of his servants to himself. He told all these things to them, and the men were very afraid. Then Abimelech called for Abraham and said to him, "What have you done to us? How have I sinned against you that you have brought on me and on my kingdom a great sin? You have done to me deeds that ought not to be done." Abimelech said to Abraham, "What prompted you to do this thing?" Abraham said, "Because I thought, surely there is no fear of God in this place, and they will kill me because of my wife. Besides, she is indeed my sister, the daughter of my father, but not the daughter of my mother, and she became my wife. When God caused me to leave my father's house and travel from place to place, I said to her, 'You must show me this faithfulness as my wife. At every place where we go, say about me, he is my brother.'" Then Abimelech took sheep and cattle and male slaves and female slaves and gave them to Abraham. Then he returned Sarah, Abraham's wife, to him. Abimelech said, "Look, my land is before you. Settle wherever it pleases you." To Sarah he said, "Look, I have given your brother 1,000 pieces of silver. It is to cover any offense against you in the eyes of all who are with you, and before everyone you are completely made right." Then Abraham prayed to God, and God healed Abimelech, his wife, and his female slaves, so that they were able to have children. For Yahweh had closed all the wombs of the household of Abimelech because of Sarah, Abraham's wife.